genocide proceeds unnoticed in Myanmar. A ministry team takes advantage of calm in Colombia to strengthen the church. And Christians are breaking new ground in a virtual outreach field. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Military violence against the Karen people in Burma has risen to the level of genocide. Over a half million have died, and millions are living as refugees. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says the military is wiping out Christians first and will likely follow with other minorities.
In the next couple of months or year, we could see a huge genocide of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people slaughtered because the government wants to present this image that everybody that's in Burma is supportive of the military government. That is not true.
Despite the violence, the gospel's still moving forward as people drop witchcraft and animism to follow Christ. But many Burmese Christians feel forgotten.
A lot of these Karen people feel like they've been abandoned. They wonder, where is the world? Where is the church that's standing up for them and trying to stop this genocide?
Help through prayer and by contacting your representatives through our website. Believers need to step in.
It's surpassing what happened in Rwanda and Darfur. Yet nobody seems to notice.
Meanwhile, out of 200 people trapped on an island during the recent quake in Chile, only three survived. A pastor saw those stranded on the island and was helpless to save them. He lost his own home in the quake. Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports that even so, the pastor and his church members have been handing out free produce, housing people in the church, and sharing the love of Christ in the aftermath. Pray that the Lord would use this tragedy for His glory. You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombia's guerrilla and criminal groups have been long persecutors of the church, but there's been a break in the action. Global Advance's David Shibley says that's why they held a Frontline Shepherds Conference in Medellin this month.
They've had very strong government resistance against the cartels, so it was an opportune time to go in and strengthen and encourage a church that really has seen some real victories in the last several years.
Rebels targeted church leaders because they opposed corruption. However,
they have been held at bay, and I believe a great reason for that has been the strength of the church and the prayers of the people of God.
Their evangelistic fervor got the boost it needed.
Many of these young people told me that because of this week, they want to commit themselves to missionary service.
Shibley says in addition to a gospel sending force, pastors made another commitment.
I challenged and encouraged them to plant at least one new church within the next 12 months, and many hundreds of those pastors responded to do so.
Meanwhile, Teen Second Life is an online 3D virtual world. It's a universe brimming with people and possibilities. Youth for Christ's Scott Arnold agrees.
We felt as Youth for Christ, it's one of our callings to be kind of where the kids are.
YFC launched an online club that grew into one of the most popular areas in that virtual community. There are nearly 500 kids regularly coming to Bible study who wouldn't otherwise.
The vast majority, I think we're tracking somewhere between 75 and 80% of those teens are not Christian kids.
Arnold says real-time online chat in virtual reality creates close relationships without the masks.
We've had a sizable number of kids make first-time decisions to become followers of Jesus. We've had kids make decisions to get off of drugs, get out of gang life, get out of very difficult circumstances.
There is one problem.
We're looking at the technology side, trying to figure out how to scale this and how to be able to engage more people, because we've got something that's working that the technology has now become the upper limit.
They're looking for people to mentor these kids. Our website will show you how. And last December, Operation Mobilization discovered they'd have to sell the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship. The ship was used to transport aid and Christian books to those in need. Many came to faith on the ship. Last week, prayers were answered when the ship was officially sold to a Christian businessman in Singapore. The boat will now be used as a place to have weddings, conferences, and meals, but will also still be used as a vessel to spread the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.